regarding the halakha that says that one should cover the bread on Friday night while making the kiddush. There's two reasons that are given. One reason is brought zecher laman, to commemorate the man that came on Shabbat, on Friday actually, in a double portion. And the way the man used to fall, God used to bring a protective layer of dew first that covered the ground, and the man would land on that dew. God did that so the man doesn't get dirty, and then he'd put another protective coat of tal, of dew, over it. So it was sandwiched in between two layers of dew. So therefore the custom is that we cover the bread, two coverings. What are the two coverings? Well, obviously the cover on top of the bread, which we all know about. But because of this, we also put a covering on the bottom. That's why we have a tablecloth on the table on Friday night. So when you put the bread down, there's a cover on the bottom, and there's a cover on the top. Technically, you can get away also if you had a breadboard, for example, and you put the bread on the breadboard, so that would be a cover, protective covering underneath it, and a covering on top of it. That's the first reason. The second reason is brought down because there's a certain protocol in making berachot. The protocol would be that Hamotzi is the king of berachot. Hamotzi usually will come before any other beracha, including Borei Pri HaGefen. However, on Friday night, we're in a catch-22, because we can't make Hamotzi first until you say Kiddush. So because of no choice, you have to make Gefen before Hamotzi. But in order not to embarrass the bread that usually comes first, so we cover it, so to speak, so it doesn't see what's happening with the wine. Those are the two reasons, either not to embarrass the bread, or not to or to remember the man. There's a story told of a fellow that was invited by his friend to his friend to eat, and the lady forgot to cover the bread, and the host started to scream at his wife, you know, you forgot to cover the bread, and debase her and deride her and yell and scream. So the guest said, I want to ask you, do you know the reason why we cover the bread is not to embarrass the bread in front of the wine? So you went now and embarrassed your wife in order to protect the dignity of the bread. What's more important, protecting the dignity of a bread that doesn't know anything, or to protect your wife? So therefore, when you know the law, so you it puts in the proper priorities. Of course, it's more important to respect people than it is to respect bread. This guy was more concerned about the challah than he is about his wife. In any event, there's an interesting technicality here that the Haye Adam brings down, which most people are not careful on. It seems from the Haye Adam, it's proper to keep the bread covered until after you wash Netilat Yadayim, and then when you come back, you uncover the bread and make the Hamotzi. You know, a lot of people don't even think. You know, right after the Kiddush, they uncover the bread, and that's it. They wash, and they're not careful. But it would be more proper to keep it covered up until the beracha of Hamotzi, which is once you sit down to make the beracha, you uncover it and you make the beracha.